Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Okay, Michelle, I want to know,
what
have you ever owned a Barbie doll?
Owned a Barbie doll?
Oh, God, don't tell me you went for every single Barbie doll known to mankind.
Seriously? I mean, yeah, and all the clothes. I mean, all the different, you know, I did their hair, I did their makeup, I did their clothes, I changed them. I mean, I had everything you could possibly imagine around Barbie. And her friends,
well,
even Skipper. Even
you.
Skipper.
Oh, God, please just don't share that part with me. That was TMI to the max. I'm going to tell you something interesting. I have never owned one.
Never?
I've never
owned a Barbie doll.
Never.
Oh, my gosh. Even
well,
Susan's like,
that was
Susan
one,
Strange.
That was such a shock. So we're talking
well
about, is Barbie?
We are.
Okay, is Barbie too perfect? Evaluating the standard of beauty is what we're going to talk about. And you heard that voice from Susan Strain, our fabulous expert, director of eating disorder services at the Recovery Ranch in Tennessee. She's a member of the Academy of Certified Social Workers, licensed clinical social worker, and a certified eating disorder specialist. So Susan couldn't even literally restrain herself when I told you I was going to have a surprise. I'm not kidding.
You did.
You know what I ended up with? I got, you know, I got kind of, I got some strange, you know, maybe I need a psychiatrist. Well, anyway.
G.I. Joe?
I got strange, I got a microscope. I got, you know, all these boring things. But that excited me. And
that you
the
loved.
Doll thing, I think I had a couple, but they weren't like that memorable. My stuffed animals got me going. I had a giraffe. I still have them. And a French poodle little thing with movable legs. Okay, I'm really ranting here. But we started with the Barbie thing. Somewhere along the line, I think my mother just basically said, this is so like yesterday. We're not going to the Barbie place. And so I was spared that. I was one of the lucky ones.
Wow.
I slipped through. So
well,
Susan,
you're unusual.
As the expert, well, I am totally well in more ways.
We agree
than you'll
with
ever
that,
know, Susan. honey, this is another show. We're not even going to go there. We'll probably need like a team of psychiatrists to figure that one out. But listen, let's go to the Barbie thing. What is this with the Barbie thing? I mean, I just saw that the Barbie doll was once again redone to kind of contemporize it again. And we have all these people out there, including real human beings, women who have had plastic surgery to meet the exact criteria for a Barbie doll. Help me, Susan. What is this about?
Well, I mean, I think it's actually a good thing. And when I was saying that you're unusual, I mean it. Most the average American girl between the age of 3 to about 11 owns 10 Barbie dolls, according to the research. So
10?
I mean, you are unusual. Yeah, over the span of those
years.
I had
more than that.
And so I mean, there is a lot of unconscious kind of messaging that's going on about body image. If you look at the Barbie that we all sort of grew up with, we know that she would not be able to hold herself upright with her current dimensions. They talk about her having to walk around on all four because her wrists and her ankles would not be able to hold her weight. So if she was a real woman, she would be about 5'6" and about 120 pounds, and she would not have the body fat that she would need to be able to even menstruate. Her measurements were 38, 18, 34. Where opposed to the average woman, her measurements are about 41, 34, 43. So you can see the disparity, and you've got to wonder what goes on in little girls' minds when they hold her up as an image of what their bodies are supposed to become.
Right. It makes sense.
The really painful part, too, that happens for little girls is most girls between the ages of 9 and 12 gain an average of 40 pounds as their little bodies get ready to menstruate.
Right.
So, you know, that's such an awkward time, and to sort of look at their own bodies in the mirror and compare to what they think they're supposed to look like, that's pretty traumatic.
Well, they said that 4 out of 5 10-year-olds say that they're afraid of being fat.
Exactly.
And 42% of girls in first through third grade wish they were thinner. Hello? I mean, 10-year-olds and these first grade and third graders? What the heck is going on out there, Susan?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think the good news is, I believe his name is Nikolai Lamy, that developed Lamely, who is the new doll that he had produced according to the CDC's measurements for an average 19-year-old female body. So his whole push is average is beautiful, let's celebrate it. So he has put together this doll, and she is, I mean, you can go online and see pictures of Lamely versus the old Barbie, and it's quite striking. But Lamely is healthy.
Actually, I found this.
Did you see her?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, oh, actually, I put it on my Facebook, and I put the regular Barbie doll next to the Lamely, and I just kind of put it out there, and I said, well, so what do you think to my, you know, community? I mean, it was just a tsunami of comments. I mean, they were all over it. And I know that Empow Her, which is Michelle's, you know, she founded this phenomenal, you know, beehive of women's speaking community to one another. I know that they're all over this body image thing. Right, Michelle?
Right, we are in that. I'm just wondering how Lamely is selling, if it's selling like Barbie, if there's this counter movement now against Barbie. And then I think, too, are parents really concerned about dolls and how they can affect children's body image?
I think more and more, probably not as concerned as we need to be. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that it's online, that, you know, that people are talking about these issues. I think it's powerful. You know, one of the things that jumped out at me about Lamely is to find out that she has feet that are flat, whereas Barbie could never stand up. Do you remember that? Because her feet were molded to go into high heels.
Right.
I mean, what a powerful
metaphor
that is.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear?
That is.
Susan. Right. Susan, there's a new, Michelle, you know this. Did you see this thing on CNN? There's a new surgery so that you can fit into your higher heels even better.
Oh my gosh. I'm not kidding you.
And people are actually paying for this. Give me strength, oh Lord. Seriously.
Right. Talk about women's bodies being an ornament. I mean, not to get the whole feminist thing going, but we have been ornaments.
Right.
And we
have been objectified. We've been objects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we really have been. Yep.
I know.
So, what are we doing?
How do we help parents, kids through all of this?
Well, I think through fabulous shows like what the two of you are doing to raise consciousness. And I think more prevention needs to be going on in the elementary schools. You know, that education needs to get involved. This should be part of good health education.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was just thinking, do you realize that this is the 10th anniversary of Mean Girls? You know, when it went on TV. The movie with Lindsay Lohan and all that. It's literally, I saw that, some random thing. I've been spending way too much time on airplanes.
No kidding.
Okay. Excuse me, Miss Traveler over here, too. For both road warriors. I mean, yeah, hello. That mean girl thing where it's peers and people pointing at each other, and girls can be awful with one another, and guys and little
that
boys, same thing.
Relational violence, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Relational violence.
Huh,
I got to write that one down.
Yeah,
I keep learning new things from you. You're just amazing.
I mean, I have a whole list of things like Lamely versus Barbie, right? I want to do a whole thing on Empower about that.
If we broaden this issue about Barbie dolls, looking at the whole idea about disability and illness and non-normative bodies.
Oh, boy, non-normative, I love it. Another word, Susan Strain is the director of eating disorder services at the Recovery Ranch in Tennessee. The website is recoveryranch.com. Thank you for helping us understand Barbie is too perfect. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.